Hey, my name is Kara Ann Marie Smith, and welcome to the Oh My Soul podcast, where we take time to explore the depths of who we are and what we feel. This is a safe place to be, to learn and to grow together. I'm a trained counselor and health coach and founder of Healthy Strong, a program that equips individuals to live soulfully, spiritually, and physically well. For more information, check out healthystrong.org. I also run Soul Sessions. Soul Sessions will equip you to invest into your emotional health. Learn to master and become mindful of your thoughts and create space to process your experiences. You can book your soul session with me today via soulsession.co. The soul is a term used to describe the very essence of a person. It personifies our mind, will, and emotion. The word soul, used throughout the Bible, is a translation of the Greek word psyche, which means a living being. Watch over your soul with all diligence. From it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23. Now let's get started on today's episode. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about nurturing our souls, the very essence of who we are, the depths of what we feel and how we feel it, and what we do with it, is a question I've asked myself many times. And like a well, we have to drop the bucket into darkness to then be pulled back up, refreshed by the water in it. And I believe that we can be refreshed, that we can be led, that we can be understanding and compassionate towards ourselves in a way that's not just self-care, but is being dependent on a God who is tender and kind towards us. It says in Psalm 139, 11 to 12, it talks about the night, the darkest hours, being as light as day to God. So your darkest, most painful, most upsetting memories or feelings that we don't want to show people or we don't want to give to God even, He sees and knows, not to call us out in shame, but so that we understand that we have a God who cares for us, who is attuned to us in every way, who wants to nurture and care for us. And that psalm goes on to talk about how God has knit us together and how God has thousands upon millions of thoughts towards us that are good. But if we can't connect with ourselves and our own ability to nurture ourselves, how would we let another nurture us? And that can be in relationships or that can be with God, but we first have to start with ourselves. And if we believe that every moment matters in this life, we truly want to live, we want to feel, we want to feel the wind in our hair, we want to feel the dreams, we want to feel the heights and depths of emotion within family, within relationship, we want to be full. Then if every moment matters, then even your aches and pains and loneliness and isolation matters. And how we connect with ourselves and how we offer that to others is how we become in this world, is how we become our true selves. There was a season where I was getting to know my true self in a harsh reality. I was very depressed and full of anxiety, and it was hard for me to even leave my bedroom and least of all my house. And I remember I would have to call my husband and I'd have to try to tell him where I was, but my anxiety would be sat in my throat, and so I couldn't really speak. And bless my husband, he'd run around town trying to find out where I would be, trying to remember where I said I was going to go to find me and help me and talk me through these moments of my darkness and talk to me through this moment of utter paralyzing emotional upset and overwhelm and distress over nothing, over stood in a Sainsbury's aisle looking at something. Nothing happened, but everything happened all at the same time. And not understanding that in that moment, there was that sense of anxiety and that sense of depression. I was so afraid of my emotion then. I was so afraid of what I felt because it was so deeply dark and so deeply, oh, so far from what I thought and who I thought I was. And that verse about God seeing me in my darkness was probably one of the only verses I could really read in that time. But coming out of that season, I remember reflecting and thinking, if only I believed that my emotions weren't my enemies in that season. Because our emotions are not the enemy. But if we believe that there is shame or pain that we cannot face and we cannot get over, then we will stop, we will sit down, we will build a wall so that we don't need to feel that, whether that's coping or whether that's pressing the emotion down or however that comes out for you. The emotions that we feel are meant, done healthily, are meant to be signposts. They're meant to be stop and look which direction you'd like to go. You're feeling sad, or you're feeling angry, or you're feeling numb. Walk this way, press into it this way, instead of running or resisting or fighting myself. Fear is never something we want to base our lives off of. It says in scripture that God, the perfect love of God, casts out fear. So there is no fear in love. So the love that we want to have towards ourselves, this nurturing love, is meant to help us and lead us in compassion and in curiosity about why do I feel what I feel right now, instead of stop, don't, shut that down, don't feel that, run away, cope. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, coping is sometimes the grace of God. It sometimes is what we need to do. But it is not where we want to live. It is not where we will thrive. And there's some actions in understanding our emotions and reading these signposts. We have to get to know ourselves. Call this being friends, becoming friends with yourself. The introductions that you need to know someone is a long list. There's a conversation, there's hours, there's depth with a best friend, there's years usually. But with ourselves, we think we can just go off of what others expect or what we think or what we expect others expect. All that treadmill. So there's a task that I've done and that I do to periodically introduce myself to myself. And these are usually 10, 20 things, a list of things that I like just because I like them. Not for anyone or anything, not because it will make me better, not because it will help me not feel, but it will help me be truly me in that moment. And one of mine is simply Earl Grey tea. Earl Grey tea is something that I drink and it's easy and it's on the go and I can have it wherever I want, really. But it just centers me back to, this is just for me and for no one else. And when I do it, it sows value into me. It sows value into the fact that I'm choosing to know myself, and I'm choosing to nurture and care for myself. And there's other actions to this soul keeping, that we need time for these things. We need time to understand our emotions, and that's not always the case. And sometimes these emotions are too overwhelming and too much. And in my season, I went on to get counseling, and I went on to have probably about a year and a half of therapy, which I knew I couldn't do on my own. So if that's you, please do reach out to someone. Reach out to a therapist or counselor. Start thinking about that journey if it's something that you cannot do on your own. It is okay to ask for help. But time is what we need to schedule in understanding ourselves and having time with ourselves. And for some, you'll think, no way, I hate being on my own. And I wonder why, how it would feel to you to be truly yourself and feel truly alive when you can't be alone with yourself. How will others be alone with the true you? It's a question to really put on the table. And to be present to yourself, to learn to hear the cry of your heart that says, I need something. There is a part of every one of us that needs and longs for nurture, for care, for the attunement of God, the attunement of humans. We all want to be known. We all want to be cared for. We all want to be understood. It's innate within us, even if we resist it. And the ability to have and seek out a safe space, whether that's community, whether that's one person, that's just your person that gets you, that can challenge you, that can speak into your life. And an expression. And an expression of who you are and what you're nurturing is very important, because we need action to sit in our emotions, which I would happily do a lot of the time, isn't always healthy. The thing about a signpost is it keeps you moving. You have to keep moving through the emotion, not to ignore it, but to embrace it. To press into it is how we can understand it more. And part of my journey of my expression, the Lord really led me in that season, after silent phone calls to my husband, in trapped in anxiety and depression, the Lord led me to train for a marathon. And this is about 4 years ago now, but and every day I would go for a run early morning usually, and I would cry the whole run, because I was not a runner and did not want to be a runner. But I knew this was how I needed to express what was going on inside of me, even if it wasn't words. And sometimes that expression is usually could be creatively, it could be with writing or poetry or painting, but it could be going to the gym or going running a marathon. It could be lifting weights. It could be baking a cake for someone. There has to be an expression of what you're going through, because the acknowledgement is nurture. The acknowledgement of you being in the room as you are, not as you should be, is an attuning that we need to feel as human beings. And I believe God is a God that is attuned to us. The night is as day to him. He can see every element of who we are. He knows every single bit of pain that we have, and he wants us to understand that he is the counselor and he is the helper. That's part of his nature. And he has a heart that is to bind up our brokenness, not to just make us better or make us understand that he is better than us. He wants us to understand that we are one with him in our brokenness, through his brokenness, dying on the cross for us. So there is a gospel message in being nurtured. There is a grace to being nurtured, and we can partner with God in how we choose to get to know ourselves as worship to God and take time and be present to yourself and to Him, and to take that amazing, courageous step of sharing with someone that you love what is truly, deeply going on. So in your journey, wherever you are at, let your emotions not be your enemy, but be your signpost. And however long you've been journeying them, know that I am cheering you on, that you can keep going, that you will diligently keep nurturing and loving and being loved in return.